Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives voted to meet President Donald Trump's demand of $2,000 relief checks for most Americans on Monday. The stimulus relief checks, which currently stand at $600, are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law Sunday. The measure now goes to the Senate, where it faces an uncertain future. President last week threatened to block the massive pandemic aid and spending package if Congress did not boost stimulus payments and cut other spending. President-elect Joe Biden on Monday said that many Americans of America's security agencies had been hollowed out under President Trump, and the lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration was, in his words, irresponsible. Biden said his team has encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget. Trump, a Republican, has refused to concede defeat in the November 3rd election, and his administration delayed authorized cooperation with Biden until November 23rd. Biden takes office next month on January the 20th. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order became effective Monday. U.S. officials said nearly 1.3 million people went through U.S. airports on Sunday following the Christmas holiday. Sunday was the highest level of air travel in more than 9 months. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.